Hallelujah, the Lord is risen. Welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, I am your preacher, Father Scott Stein Kirshner, coming to you from Chicago with a preaching I'm calling Time to Speak Out. The reading is from the book of Acts. When the rulers, elders, and scribes saw the boldness of Peter and John and realized that they were uneducated and ordinary men, they were amazed and recognized them as companions of Jesus. When they saw the man who had been cured standing beside them, they had nothing to say in opposition. So they ordered them to leave the council while they discussed the matter with one another. They said, "What will we do with them? For it is obvious to all who live in Jerusalem that a notable sign has been done through them. We cannot deny it. But to keep it from spreading further among the people, let us warn them to speak no more to anyone in this name." So they called them and ordered them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered them, "Whether it is right in God's sight to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge. For we cannot keep from speaking about what we have seen and heard." After threatening them again, they let them go, finding no way to punish them because of the people, for all of them praised God for what had happened. Thus ends the reading. What a great reading! They had seen the risen Lord. How could they keep quiet? Of course, the authorities don't want them to speak. "Be quiet, be quiet. We don't want to hear that." How could they? And how could we? If we've really experienced the resurrection of Jesus in our own lives and come to understand that God wants life for everyone, can we keep silent? I hope not. Because silence is not what's needed now. It's needed to speak. Pope Leo has called on us to speak out against the American aggression in Iran, this unjust war, killing innocent people for no reason at all, and trying to be done in God's name. No. In Jesus' name, this war is wrong, and it's time for us to speak out. Cardinal Pietro Parolin spoke that it's time to stand with Leo. Don't let him hang out there alone. Be the only voice speaking out against this. He shouldn't be a voice crying in the wilderness. He should be the harbinger of a tidal wave of voices. So I call on everyone who hears this preaching and believes in this good news, search your heart about what's going on here and what you can do about it. If you're from the United States, there's a free website, standwithpopeleo.com, standwithpopeleo.com, where you can send an email to your senator demanding some action to stop this war. If you're from a country that's allied with us, tell your own country to have it side against the United States, side for justice. Speak out to politicians, get them to know. Speak about this in your homilies from the pulpit. The time for being quiet is past. Like Peter and John, we need to speak about the risen Lord and what he stood for, that death no longer has a hold in this world. We are not people of death. We are people of life. And we demand that life has its say. God bless your preaching.